Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jason the Oakham Whisperer. So you know what? Prior to the age of 15, I did not know how to learn. And it was more of the fact that I didn't understand. You know, I would go to class. I would, you know, the teacher would teach us something. We'd have a book we'd have to read. We'd go home, have homework, all of this. It'd come the next day, you'd have to take a test. And I would always inevitably fail them. And for me, it was like none of it made sense. I didn't understand all of it. And for me, I was so lost that I didn't even know where to start. It wouldn't be like, oh, just read the book, or if you haven't opened a book exam, just look in the index. I didn't even know what an index was. I didn't understand what the book was, and I didn't understand what anybody was talking about. And I've probably mentioned it before, but I think a lot of people thought I had a learning disability. And for me, if somebody had told me that, I wouldn't even know what that word meant. So it wasn't the fact like I didn't know how to read or I didn't know how to do work. It was some sort of connection just wasn't there. So up until the age of 15, as I said, you know, I was getting C's, D's, and F's. And then all of a sudden, around the age of 15, I would have been a freshman in high school. I had to go to summer school. And around that time, I had to meet with my advisor, Mr. Finnegar, and he just came to me. He was a super nice guy, still is. And he said, hey, Jay, I just want to let you know that you have a 1.9 GPA. And yeah, I know you guys might be in 1.9. Yeah, I know. Even I at the time kind of knew that wasn't really good. And he was like, you know, if you're thinking about doing anything in life or kind of going in a certain direction, you might want to kind of start doing something about that because you're at your freshman year and you only have, you know, a couple more years to kind of sort this out. Now, what struck me this first conversation that I had with him was there was no judgment in the tone of his voice. You see, because the high school and the school that I went to, which was from, you know, kindergarten all the way to 12th grade, they had 100% graduation rate. So they prided themselves on that, and the school was really good. But the thing that was interesting was he wasn't trying to essentially, you could say, sell that to me. His motive wasn't to get this kid named Jason to get in gear so he could graduate so we could keep that. He honestly, sincerely cared about where I was. He was just like, look, you know, it sounds like you're not getting it, and let's see if we can figure this out. So that really struck a chord with me. But then, you know, I went to summer school and it was really cool because he was the person that was in summer school with me. And I think I was there for English or something like that, but something, I can't remember. But it was, you know, me and a couple other of my friends. And I remember we were sitting in front of a computer and he just kind of came up and put his hand on my shoulder and said, Jason, you know what? You just need to find something you're passionate about. In that instant, I didn't know what he meant, but I got what he said. It was like how he said it. I instantly got, I know exactly what he's talking about. I get where he's coming from, and I want that. I want to figure out what that is, you know? All of a sudden, it would be like somebody, like you're in a dark room, you're a completely dark room, and somebody flips on the light, and all of a sudden, you can see everything. It was groundbreaking. It was like this massive revelation. So then it was like, okay, yeah, yeah, whatever he's talking about, I want to find that. So I went home, you know, I was talking to my mom, and you know, we came up with a plan. We were like, well, there's this video that we can get, and it's called Where There's a Will, Where There's an A. Where There's a Will, There's an A. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. Let's get that. So we ordered it. It came. I turned it on, and it was like unbelievable. Now, the techniques themselves weren't groundbreaking, but what happened to me was I realized in that moment I didn't know how to learn. It was like they were teaching me how to learn. And let me explain, because some of you might be like, what? What are you talking about? So they would say things like, for example, you know, if you're reading something and you don't understand it, you know, put a dot beside it. Okay. You go to the next paragraph, read that one. If you understand it, highlight it. You know, if you want to get the whole idea of a paragraph, read the first sentence. That'll kind of tell you what it's about. Read the last sentence, you know, and that gives you a summary. For me, I was like, oh, what? You mean there's a pattern to this? I mean, you can just like figure this out really quickly and you can read a paragraph, like two sentences a paragraph, and know what it's about and then answer questions. I mean, for me, it was unbelievable because what I saw was that for me, it was like, let's kind of put it this way. My mind up until that point was like blank. I mean, that's the best way that I can describe it. It would be like, imagine it's a tape recorder and it wasn't recording anything. I would go through life. I was enjoying everything, but nothing was getting recorded in my mind, in my brain, I guess you could say. None of my neurons were like on, right? All of a sudden, it was like somebody hit, boop, hit record. And then everything that I saw, it was like it absorbed it. So it was like all of a sudden, I mean, in another way, if you want to take it like to the extreme, it was like I all of a sudden saw how the mind works, how it takes information and like assimilates it, you know? But that's really technical terms. But so for me, I mean, that was like the golden ticket, because at that moment, now that I realized that I had this mind that could remember anything, and then I could take that information and use it, there were absolutely no limits with what I could do. And boy, did I run with that.